If there is no oneself, then who can do the bad karma or the good karma, and for whom? Okay, if there is no self, then I do the good karma and somebody else does the bad karma. That makes a good deal to me. Why not? Now, if you want to be philosophical about this, as long as you think there's a self, I'm not talking about theoretically, I mean sort of deep psychologically, that you believe you exist, then you make karma. If you can actually penetrate and see this as a truth, a reality, not just playing or making it up, but you know there's no self, then you're free of karma. You know that's why, as in Buddhism it says, the stream winner is no longer subject to the lower realms. If you're a stream winner, you can't go to rebirth in hell realms or animal realms or ghosts anymore. Why? The reason is because when there's no self in there, that bad karma doesn't exist anymore. It's called ahosi karma. If you realize there's nobody in here, then you can let go of all the bad karma. Just like that. When you think you exist, and you really take that on board, that yes, you are, then with that comes all the baggage of the past. If you can just realize there's nobody in here, then letting go of the past is just as easy as that. That's why a stream winner can let go of the past. So, let it go, for goodness sake. Stop sending yourself to the ghost realms,